Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
If you want to walk with God, and you want to have a fruitful relationship with Him, you must build your life on what the Word of God says. What I've said is very basic, but it's very foundational to progress. Let me repeat for emphasis. If you want to have a good relationship with God, you must build your life not on what social media influencers are saying. You will not build your life on what is happening around your street or where you live. You build your life on what God's Word says. If you do not understand this foundation, you may read certain things or hear certain things and think it is the devil talking. Are you with me? Are you still here? Now, let me ask a question, because sometimes it's good to... There's something we call disruptors. If you want to bring in something new, you will bring in something that will disrupt the system before so that people can hear it. Because if you tell them that a car can walk, you can drive a car without using fuel, they will tell you it's not possible. But somebody is in the U.S., owns Tesla, is not even born again. But he doesn't buy fuel again. You know. So instead of us to be arguing, sometimes it's good to bring a disruptor. So I do pray and I hope that a day will come. We'll have somebody who is very techy, a tech person at the very top. Somebody who can think. Not somebody that they type his speech for. I was talking to Pastor Charles last week. And we had a conversation. So he had some clients who are from one of these Saudi Arabian countries. They don't speak English, and he doesn't speak Turkish. So the problem now is, man of God, how shall we carry out this transaction? I'm at the airport. I'm here with you to the glory of God. But when I say good morning, in French, what do you say? Bonjour. But I don't do bonjour. Bonjour is like one thing we eat in Ghana. But it's just a greeting. So Charles came home and told me that, was sharing the testimony with me. I was like, so, man of God, share with me this mystery. How are you able to communicate for days without crying for help? Some people we post on WhatsApp. If you know anybody who can speak Turkish, please DM me. I won't DM you. You will sweat. You will cry. Because you refuse to go to school. If you know anybody going to Egbe, I don't know anybody to go. Enter the bus, go to Oshodi, and take a bus going to Egbe. Don't ask me if anybody is going to Egbe. What's wrong with this generation? If you know someone wants to have his bat, DM me. You post it on. Pastor Charles said he downloaded Google Voice and Google Translator. He said, Father, I received the anointing to speak to speak Turkish. He said, oh God, come down and manifest. Because when the Holy Ghost came in the book of Acts, they spoke in other tongues. You understand? It's a good prayer, but a foolish one. It's a good, but what? Foolish. Then God will say, my son, don't be stupid. Do what I've told you to do. Download Google Translator. So my friend will speak his English. The team will translate it to Turkish. Then send it to them. They are in front of him. Ah, we. They say their own. Pass it to him. And that's how they related for days. They were so happy when they go back. There's a voice note. Some of you use voice note for gossip. Somebody use it to make money. You see, so it's not witches and wizards. You have to think about this thing. I'm saying this thing because you need a disruptor. The world wants you to believe. It is not your right as a believer to be wealthy. And if somebody comes and talks to you about being wealthy, you think the person has backslided. If you truly found wealth in God, you cannot backslide. You cannot. Because your wealth is directly connected to your relationship with Him. There is nothing about the money in your hand that God doesn't know about. Come on, are you still here? I said there's nothing about every dime. Forget about the one that boy is sending to you. That one is not there. I told you there will be a disruptor. It's not every provision that is God's provision. Everywhere is getting quiet now. Now, look at this. Look at this disrupting scripture. Zechariah chapter 1 verse 7. He said, cry yet, thus hear the Holy Ghost. My cities through what? Prosperity shall what? Abroad. Move from local to become global. This is thus hear the Lord of hosts. That means the instrument, the revelation of God that will drive this is warfare. They will not want you to make that move. You will fight your way through. My children will not deal with the same things I had to deal with. You fight. The posture there is warfare. The one who spoke is the Lord of hosts. And he cried. It was a battle cry. Say my cities. Who are the Zions of God here? Lift your hands. Lift your hands. You are the Zions of God. God is talking about you, Agnes. He's talking about your joy. He's talking about you, Brobiola. He's talking about you, Adam. He's saying, my cities, my cities, my cities, my cities. You are the city. You are the Zion of God. God has a system that prospers his own children. God doesn't recourse, he doesn't make any recourse to the world to bless his sons. And if you don't believe it, you will keep wishing and imagining that one day you can write a computer program that will bring 200 million to your account. It will remain a dream. Somebody went online and said, I need more 200 million. And he was able to get 250 million in less than 48 hours. And nobody called him to say, hey, young boy, when did you graduate? Need I hear? I know you are my junior in school. You can't try that. But if God decides to bless you today, people say, how? How? Why? Why him? What's he doing? As if God must consult with anybody. Some people have turned themselves to deputy Holy Ghost. You see, listen to me. God is the Almighty God. It doesn't make any recourse to anyone. Pastor Gwinga, I see now. Should I bless her? Baba, don't talk to me about Tina. Talk to me about me. All this old spiritual gossip. Don't talk to me about Tina. Baba, we are here. Talk to me about me. I prayed before and God spoke to me about every other person except myself. I said, please, sorry. I came here to this mountain to pray. It's about my life. Please, what are you saying? He didn't talk again. What you don't know is that God always puts your next season around you. The moment you prayed and he started talking to you about your brother, what he was saying is, go and minister to this person. After that one, your own solution is coming. But you, because somewhere in your mind, you are always saying, it's a me and I generation, you got to think me, you got to love me, you are beautiful the way you are. You continue listening to all those rubbish. You need somebody on Instagram to tell you are beautiful. You need somebody. So, no problem. We have told you now. You are beautiful. What next? What next? Do you realize that most men who cheat on their wives, cheat on their wives with by far less beautiful women? He said, my cities, true prosperity shall yet spread abroad. God is saying that you cannot spread without prosperity. People will not follow you if they don't see a future with you. That's why you got a job in one company behind your house there and they were paying you $25,000. You didn't share the testimony. Oh, somebody understands what I'm saying. But the day you got a job and they were paying you 750,000. You did not tell us the amount. But from the way you came out, you even sold new clothes. And I said, I must sing a song to appreciate the Lord. And because pastor knows, pastor says, allow her. See, allow her. She wants to appreciate her God. It's okay. Come on, see, I will advance. I will prosper by the word of the Lord. I will not be limited. I will not be stranded because God's word says so. He says, my cities. One of those cities is named Adam. And that one is named Tina. And that one is named Ike. So if you think you've seen the best of what your certificate can give you, now rest in the Lord. Because now the Lord says, I am about to advance you by a word. Question in point. What was the academic qualification of Joseph? You don't need a university degree to work in God's blessing. It's good to go to school because that's what our generation does. Eh? But I ask you, what was the academic qualification of Joseph? You see, if I don't abuse your mind like this, you will still be thinking of going back and using the demands of the flesh to want to advance God's word in your life. I didn't say going to school is not important. I asked you a question. I want you to see that the blessing is more than certificate. Now, give me Genesis chapter 1. Is it verse 27? 26 and 27. Give me 27. I want to show you something here. I promised you guys I was going to show you something this morning. And so God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created him, male and female created he them. Next verse. And God did what? Hello? God did what? God did what? And said unto them, excuse me, when God blessed them, he wasn't talking to them. He was transferring the blessing. Somebody need to hear that one in the spirit. I said, when God blessed them, he wasn't talking to them. He was taking the God DNA, transferring it to them. That is what makes a man. After he has been blessed, if he decides to become a teacher, he prospers. If he decides to become an engineer, he prospers. If he decides to become a doctor, he prospers. We may all be doing different things, but because, be blessed. That blessing is upon you. Anything you touch, bam, he begins to do well. It's not certificate. If it comes upon a certificate, you will see the difference. Oh, somebody hearing me? He said, and God blessed them and said, what was the blessing? God was transferring the blessing. He was transferring the DNA of dominion. He said, be fruitful. I'm not permitted to be barren. Be fruitful. God said to them, God is saying, Adam, look at me. I'm your creator. So now, I want you to work hard so that you can do well and leave inheritance for your children. My son, this world is a wicked place. You must work very hard. This scripture has emphasis. Be blessed! Be fruitful! It didn't say, become fruitful. Be the definition of fruitfulness. Be. When they ask questions, they say fruitful. Because you become the definition of what it means when a man is fruitful before God. Be, not become. Be. 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 When they want to describe that thing, they mention your name. Your name becomes the definition of prosperity. Prosperity, not that you are prosperous. You want to understand prosperity. Do you know Adams? Say yes, that's prosperity. That's your testimony. Amen. That's your testimony. Amen. God is going to prosper you. 3 months, you will not touch your salary. Amen. Now, somebody didn't understand that one. Amen. I said, God, let maybe the person I'm looking for is here. I said, God is going to bless you in a very profound way. 3 months, 4 months. You won't remember you have salary. Somebody got it here. Let me face this direction. I said, somebody is here. 3 months, 4 months. The Lord is going to bless you. It will cause you to prosper. You will not think of a salary again. But adventure, there's someone at the back. Let me tell you, some of you think we are playing games here. Some of you don't understand what we are saying. You must lose your Nigerianness to understand what I'm saying. You must lose it. I got to be honest with you. God is the only one that can call an Abraham that is already doing well and say, follow me. No job. Just follow me. Where are we going? Follow me. I'll show you. God called an old man. Say, follow me. Who says God doesn't call old people? It is in Nigeria people retire with age. In God's agenda, he can call Abraham at 80. He can call Moses at 80. He can decide to give a man a seed in his old age. God is not bound by time. He created time. God stepped outside time and created time. So that construct works with time. But if God steps into it, time stops. You got to understand what we're saying here. There's somebody at the back or someone here. From today, your life will rest on the blessing. It will not rest on salary again. If somebody ever told me, when I got to this Lagos, that 13, 15 years from now, I will be like this. Even as a banker, I didn't see it. Because poverty is a mindset. Poverty is a spirit. Poverty only makes you see limitations. You see restriction. So even before the poverty comes like an armed man, you are already caged. Poverty makes you speak English on why it cannot happen. Poverty makes you see a business fail before it starts. Say, who will buy? Who will buy? Hey! You came all this distance to be saying, who will buy our market? You came all this distance. Oh. By the time God spoke this word into the life of Adam, there was a Satan roaming the earth. There was a serpent already roaming the earth. So the only way to recalibrate that mortal man was to give him something that belonged only to God. It's called the blessing. When God spoke to Adam in this scripture, he wasn't talking to him. He was blessing him. He wasn't talking to a gist. They were not gisting. If the blessing comes into your house, people will feel blessed that they are blessing you. Do you know what it means? If Pastor Adewale comes here now and you give him 5,000 naira and he takes it, do you know how you feel? Hey, Baba took money. I'm blessed. In your mind, you are even the luckier one that Baba took it. Somebody said he gave hundreds of thousands of dollars to Baba Adewale. Baba just said, my son, kneel down. Daddy, thank you for your son. Bless him. Bless his family. Bless his ministry. Help him wherever he goes. Thank you, Daddy, in Jesus' name. The man said he was almost, which kind of thing be this? He carry $100,000, can't give you. He said, thank you, Daddy. Baba, pray. Make you talk better. Until he got back home. The blessing was waiting. From that day, because Baba, don't just be thanking God. The Lord will embarrass you with blessings. I speak to your creativity. Because some of you now, when I talk blessing, you are thinking money. You are still not getting it. I'm speaking to your mind. The faculty that becomes so blessed within your system, that anytime that faculty begins to work, it attracts resources. That's what I'm talking to. Now, I'm not talking to your banker. Money is the cheapest thing God can give you. You got to understand this. You see, the situation in this country has affected us. When you talk about blessed, people think money. Your money in your naira has no value. It can't be naira. God doesn't even spend dollar. God doesn't spend dollar. God doesn't spend dollar. you are blessed. And I speak to your creativity. Because some of you don't even know how gifted you are. The blessing of the Lord will reveal you to you. I prophesy again. The blessing of the Lord will reveal you to you. Oh, that part of your life, that part of your destiny, that part of your destiny that transcends nations, that goes to nations, that influences cultures, that part of you, God is about to introduce him to you. Amen. Joseph could have come out from the prison that day, and he could have come out, and they would say, hey, so what's the solution? He told them, do like this. And they will say, yeah, go back to prison. They could have sent him back to prison. He has not finished his term. What do you do? They say, you steal. How can you have this wisdom and steal? The king did not ask again, what was the crime you committed? I don't know if you are hearing me. But he was there now, serving sentence. But when the wisdom of God began to manifest, sorry, are you the one that say you are sleeping with your girl wife? He say, you are very agile. They say, IT course is called agile. It's not. Say agile, you are very agile. The issue did not come up again. They burnt forever. Sir, please look for somebody that can undo your affairs. He said, look for who? Can't you do it? Change his clothes. Sit down. Only in this throne will I be greater than you. Sir, we went to Harvard. We study economics. She went to London Business School. She read corporate law. He is in tech. Sir, this man has no qualification. King said, we have been here looking for a solution all these days. You people did not look for a solution. One man came, transmitted, converted, introduced a conversion strategy from the ability to dream into the spirit of wisdom. That means your gift is primarily spiritual. But depending on the situation, can morph into something else. But if you only see your gift as that thing that sees vision and prophesy, the day your dream ability to dream needs to convert into wisdom and knowledge, you will be stranded because you always believe if you don't sleep, you cannot know what God is saying. The guy thought his gift was dreaming. No! His gift was wisdom. God will allow your gift to introduce itself to you. There are people, if you want to die, go and talk to them. They have an ability to talk to you about life. At the end of the day, you will thank them. You will now choose to live. If you want to leave your wife, I know some men of God, like my pastor. If you want to leave your wife, I take it to Pastor Ayo. Okay. He wants to leave his wife. Talk to him. Pastor, maybe they will fry chicken for you first. When they fry chicken, they will give you wine to drink. Then you ask her, put premiership for him. Then they will talk. In the meantime, you will be there since morning. They will not talk about your problem. Then you see like, say, are you enjoying yourself? Say yes. Do you know what happened to social political party in Damaturu? Like, I thought we came to meet a prophet. By the time you finish, say so, I want us to pray. You will come back with your wife. So, today's meeting was just to chop chicken and drink wine. Then you come back with your wife. So how are you? Say, yeah. Wonderful. Come and sit down beside me. You look like a godly person. That's the wife. You're a criminal. You say, sit down. You play. One day, somebody came to report my pastor to me. Say, Pastor, there's nothing you telling me. We'll not take it seriously. That's why we came to you. I said, I'm worse. Is the anointing spray from the top? I said, he said, we need somebody who can pray. I said, you left the man in the parlor there. He's my prophet, Pastor Ayo. He said, Pastor Ayo, he will just be telling you to be to long suffering. I said, me. It's the same thing that we used to grow up. I said, you have to go back to that man. He said, no, give me one prayer point. My wife must die. I said, me, I don't know how to keep person. Because if I join you now and the wife, something happens to your wife, no matter the souls I win here, when I get to her, God say, hey, there's one matter. Collect all his crown. I said, meanwhile, you will now go and repent after I die and say, God has forgiven you. Biko, if you want to kill your wife, do it yourself. Don't involve me in your sin. So there are certain people you go to, you just realize that you can't, they have the ability by the grace of God to talk you into certain things. There are people you come close to, and I don't know if you've experienced it before. You are not praying for money. Just by hanging around them, people will give you money. Atmosphere matters. Location can affect destiny. Look at that scripture. It says, be fruitful. When a seed is planted and grows and becomes mature and sprouts and becomes a tree, then it gets to a point, it begins to bring forth fruit. God says bringing forth fruit is just the first stage of your progress. Don't be too happy when you see your products beginning to come out into the market. Where we are going is far. What the devil fights is not just your seed. He wants to prevent you from multiplying. Because for you to multiply, you have developed a system that ensures that seed doesn't stay where it is. Are you with me? To be able to multiply, whether it's in your gift. I was speaking, Pastor, I was at a prophetic school, and I was speaking there on Wednesday night, around 11 p.m., up to 11:30 p.m., and my pastor logged in, was listening to me. He didn't pass any comment. But there were Zimbabweans in that meeting, Ghanaians, people in the U.K., in the United States, Australia, they were all logged in and listening to me. God is not just interested in you being fruitful. There is a battle you will face around the area of being fruitful. That battle most likely will deal with barrenness. You would have built your business or built your life to a particular level where you feel at this stage things should begin to happen naturally without you pressing too many buttons. That around that period, something will happen. Either somebody will die, or there will be a disappointment somewhere, or that thing that you built, you structured to rest upon a particular movement, maybe a business decision, something is going to happen. Your office is going to make a decision that will affect that whole transition. And when you get to that point, there's going to be a battle for fruitfulness. Fruitfulness means that you are replicating like yourself. You are bringing forth something that looks exactly like what you have in your mind. You know, sometimes you have an idea, but when you try, it doesn't quite look like what you are looking for. So you keep trying. You keep trying and you are praying, Father, what are we doing wrong? And you keep praying, you keep praying, you keep praying. Then after some time, you bring forth after your own kind. God wants you to bring forth after your own kind. God wants you to bring forth. Do you know that some of all these things we wear and look beautiful with? Do you ever ask yourself where they bring them from? Now, this is your wonderful shirt. Do you know which country they made it from? But if you are to be a lady, you will know. For you, you just need to wear something and go out. For a lady, it's not like that. Sometimes you need to know the name of what you are wearing. Personally, I don't know any designer. And I don't care. You understand? It's not doing anything because I'm spending my money. So the name of designer doesn't even matter. You've collected my money already. So give me the thing and let me go. But for an average lady, it's not like that. So when you speak about fruitfulness, gender may even begin to color the interpretation of what fruitfulness is. Because fruitfulness for a woman may be that she needs to get married. Because in their family, people don't get married. It may mean that. It may mean going to school. There are people that no matter what they do, quarter to the end of that program, something will happen and they will abandon it. I know people who dress so well, but they are not educated. Speak Queen's English, but they learned it on the street of Lagos. I know people, I have friends who couldn't go to school, but trained their younger ones to go to university. Now, everybody has graduated. They can't go back because life has happened. To be blessed is more than the issue of money. It's a proclamation. And after you are blessed, you look at the issue, the subject of multiplication. For you to be able to go to the ends of the earth, because the word of God says, through prosperity, my cities shall spread abroad. There must be something you have that God is able to bless, to make fruitful, to multiply, and then also to replenish in the earth. I'm not speaking about your Christian life now. I'm talking about your life. God can take a man from the lowest ebb, from the lowest levels, and with a word. The problem is, most times, God gives you a word. You are looking for another one. The one he says to you, go and tarry in Jerusalem until the Spirit be poured out. You didn't do anything with it. Wow. You went back to your wife to say, you know, like Baba was saying that we need to go to Jerusalem. And you talked about it until the matter died in your hands. People talk in this country. Very few people act. So if you want to move your life forward, you must move from talking to acting. Tell your neighbor, move from talking to acting. If you want to write a book, write. We don't write a book because of today. We write it for 10 years' time. Writing a book is like planting a tree. That's the title of a book. I just gave someone the title of a book. It's like planting a tree. Get involved with projects that you can give your life for. Don't work because of money. Do you think I enjoy what I'm doing here? Anybody can preach. I also want to see that. Let someone be talking. And I'm shouting amen. You may not understand how interesting it is because you think I'm having a good time here. No, this is my job. For you, you came to get blessed. For me, if I don't come here, I'll be queried. God has a commission to not only make you fruitful. That means that thing that you are doing, you must first see the evidence of that effort in your own life. The token, you must see it first in your own life. You must be prosperous in your mindset. You must be prosperous in your life. You must see the first token. Before God, you cannot ask God to multiply that thing. God doesn't multiply foolishness. Then you replenish the earth and subdue it. You subdue it. When you subdue it, wherever you go, they know your name. They know your name. And in case you are thinking that Christianity is associated with mediocrity, go to Canaan land. Or go to B. Winston's ministry in the U.S. Or go and check in a tea again. B. Winston has a business school. Not church. Joseph Business School. Recently, they trained people in Dubai. The people in Dubai did not say it's because it's owned by a pastor. They came with their jalabia and everything. And were taking notes. Joseph Business School. But it's a pastor in America. But runs a business school all over the world. With international certifications. This project in your hand, do you even see the future in it? You, that God gave this project. Are you just trying to be a husband? Or are you trying to be a world changer? You can't, see, we have to deal with this issue of salary. This issue, there's nothing wrong with earning a salary. But we have to deal with it. It's the lion in the room somebody must kill. Because there's something about working for salary that makes you a slave to somebody. Even if they are paying you 1 million. And I can tell you for free, working for a white man is different from working for a Nigerian. When people call me from the US or UK, say, somebody asked me to call you. Can I call you on WhatsApp? I say, sure, call me. I'm already preparing to bite my tongue because most times I'm the one that will have to change the way I speak so that we can make sense. But I say, praise the Lord. This man is really from Africa. Say, hi, what's your name? San Francisco. Oh, how you doing? What's up? Oh, okay. Yeah, I know him. Yeah, we kind of relate, you know. Yes, sir. So what can I do for you? Is that one, you know? Then when it's India, there's a way we also talk. Oh, Mr. Prakash, I've got it. Just sell your market, that's all. Don't, if your client is an Indian man and you see pastor beside you, you're not trying to behave one kind. You're on your own, no? Because even me, if God sends me to India today, I will not speak like this. And I will be beating all those small, small drums that they like beating in the church. I won't play all these things. I just want to preach the gospel and get out. You have to know your market. Subduing the earth doesn't mean making them a clone of you. It means that you have brought so much result into your life and people around you that even God is willing to announce you and is not afraid that you will be lost. It's a level. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's a level when you go into a place and people take a brand new car and come and give you because they look at the grace of God over your life. They say, we love this man. Take 21 million. No. I mean the worth of the car. Because some of you want to sell the car now. The car has not come. You want to go and sell it. For those of you asking, where can I get money for business? I will give you two or three ideas. Number one, you go back home. Wash all your clothes. Sell half of it. Number two, any shoe you have, you don't wear often, go and sell it. Then that your iPhone. Tell your neighbor, that your iPhone. Somebody wants it. Somebody wants it. You are going to sell it. Father, open the heaven. I have opened the heaven. Is this your iPhone? Baba needs it. Go and sell it at Comta Village. Be a marketer of light. Marketer of illumination. Go and sell that phone. That phone that you used to chat and commit sin every night. Go and sell it. Then buy Inju. Or Akatel or something. Buy something useful. Sometimes I will say, hello? How many truck? That one will work. Not all this. One girl is talking to you. You know, by default, you just put your inside your pocket. Yeah. She will not say yes. Is it not the girls of this day? That girl, you see, iPhone 30. You brought out a Samsung. That girl cannot follow you. Go and sell everything you have. That's what Jesus said. Come and follow me. Even Jesus has conditions. Say, go and follow me. He said there was a man that found a land that was filled with treasures. And Jesus said, this is likened to the kingdom of God. The man went home, didn't tell his wife. Sold everything. It's just like when I come to and I say, God spoke to my wife and I about this church. It's a lie. God spoke to me. The God gathered two of us and said, okay, I want you to start a church. He spoke to me, then I told her. My wife doesn't have to be a pastor. I'm the one that they will arrest if I don't do my job. Do you understand what I'm saying? And if God can call us separately. But that God call us together. Say, my sons, my daughters, I've called you for world evangelism. It has never happened. I was the one God spoke to. Call it male chauvinist or whatever. But now me, God tell. If not, by now we should be in Canada or UK. If I follow the calendar. I'm here because they kept me here. If you want to go global, stay where God has put you. This thing is not complicated. It's not looking for big grammar. Eternal vistas of the cataclysmic. If you finish drinking your pepper water, you will come back to the same thing. Don't be deceived. This generation is wild with words. God has given us his word. Build your life on it. Now, let me give you a few points because I really needed to stress this part of the blessing. The blessing is not your salary. It's what God transferred to you to ensure that wherever you are placed, you prosper. Come on, say amen. Amen. The blessing only functions upon divine recognition. If you don't recognize what is in your spirit, you will not get the benefit. Lift up your eyes, hands. Say, nothing dies around me anymore. Now declare it with faith. Nothing dies around me again. No vision dies around me anymore. One of the ways to register your interest in the Spirit is by proclamation. I'm not telling you to say that as a motive. I'm not a motivational speaker. When God's servant visited us 3 weeks ago, from that meeting, I realized that there were certain things the Lord would want me to address. And that's why I'm talking about it. This is not my regular message. But I also spent a good deal of time early this year talking about the dominion mandate, the kingdom, from Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And I spent maybe like part 1 to 6 of that talking about how God intends for us to dominate. But the other aspect is that you cannot dominate if you don't interfere with the area of business, the area of family, and the political space. You cannot dominate. You cannot. So right now, is it a question of who will be the next Nigerian president, or is it a question of those of us who is going to go out and vote for the wrong person? The profit made by Apple Company alone in 1 year is more than the profit Nigeria has made in like 2-3 years from selling oil. What does Apple sell? It's almost, let me not say it's impossible, it's almost impossible for a virus to break into this thing. Almost impossible. I can't guarantee you that your injury can survive a viral attack. That's why that phone is cheap. Apple, between Apple and your own country, which team will you rather be on? Is it Team Apple? Do you understand what I'm saying? Let me not mention the other country. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I want you to think very well that this thing is somebody's idea. Something that lived in his head. Please, is somebody with me? This 13 Mac Pro, something that existed in somebody's head, and he was able to sketch it out. If the owners or the directors of Mac or Apple start praying, God, give me money. God, I want to take the nation. God, God, ha, God. And then God give them an idea like this. Say, what is this? What is this? We must not be distracted. Baba, ha, God, God, ha, God. The requirement of prosperity does not necessarily answer to prayer. Prayer is a facilitator in that it brings you revelation in the direction where you need to put your effort. But after you have found out where your field is, can you stay there for 10 years? Do you have the discipline to stay in one spot for 10 years simply because God said so? Not because you have seen any result. You may not have any result, but God told you that's the place. Stay there. This is where the matter, this is where the boys will be separated from the men. How can a company be wealthier than the entire continent put together? I don't. Do you understand what I'm saying? Those guys are not born again. And yet God says that he has a covenant of prosperity with us. And the only thing we know how to do is to be posting quotable quote online. I'm the king's kid. Not even from the guest field. Even Satan has sat down, is watching drama. She will soon post something now. She will post something. They even help you to like it. The owner of Facebook doesn't post on Facebook. He just comes in to make announcement. That's where you say it's your ministry. I have a Facebook online ministry. The man can shut you down from the back. Or you don't know. They block your blocker down. Blocker. Kill on so. Until they talk. Say homosexual. Blocker. Blocker down. Then you'll be the one say, I don't know if we block my account. We block you. We don't block you. They go. Go to Twitter. And block it. Block it. Go away. After yourself, no be free account they use. No be free account. You not get money, you not get anything. Just a post on all this, Jesus alone is Lord. Block it. The sister of sister-in-law, the sister of Mark Zuckerberg, she's a director on Facebook, but she doesn't post on Facebook, she posts on Twitter. Because that one, the paper don't rest. Anyhow, the money go enter. I don't need to tell you, this is how I woke up this morning. You don't have anything you are doing. That's what you are doing. You are wasting your time. If you are thinking global, that's not what you'll be thinking. This is how I woke up. Who cares? Who cares how you woke up? You better get up and go to work. Say, I wish I could get coffee, breakfast in bed. Now I know where your spiritual problem is coming from. Please imagine, is it possible that as you are seated here, 15 years from now, there is something inside your mind. There's something inside your mind that can bend an entire nation to the knees. Is it possible? So why are we not thinking global? Why do we expect the sons of darkness to be more prosperous than the sons of light? Why? Why are you not surprised when somebody who is not saved prospers, but you are concerned when your fellow brother or sister makes it? Why are you concerned about the wealth that God has given to your sister? You say, how did she get it? How did she not get it? It's the way you got your own, she got her own. Why are we surprised? Listen, that's why I read these scriptures to you. Because sometimes you may wake up and feel like you are backsliding. No. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. Say, for thou shalt serve the Lord thy God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and will remove sickness from the midst of thee. It's a covenant. It's a covenant. I told you in the morning, in the first service, how does God release to us hidden treasures? Because in the book of Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 3, give me that scripture again very quickly for the benefit of those who are not. Isaiah 45, 3. Quickly, my time is up. Just give me 7 minutes, I will be out of here. And I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches. Tell your neighbor treasures. Now tell your neighbor riches. Please, who is talking here? Go to court if you're angry. I don't have covenant with poverty. You better say it for yourself. I don't have covenant. I don't have covenant for what? Do you know what it means when your children are going back to school and in your mind you don't know where their school fee is going to come from? I don't want to be thinking about it again. And if you like, refuse to marry, school fees will not come down. It's going up. Better do what you want to do now. All you brothers that are waiting for the right time. There is no right time. Go and marry. Go and marry. You are deceiving yourself. I got married at the age of 20, just 2 weeks to my 28th birthday. What are you waiting for? If you look at the picture on my wall, Brother Pat, when you come, you see that picture on my wall. I look like a child. I look like a child that they took to the child marriage thing. But it's not the same thing again. You understand? And you learn that kuko. I don't know how to explain that one. It's that, okay, or you say, okay. She has said it. And I told you that one of the ways God gives to us hidden treasure is by revelation knowledge. He reveals to us certain things about the field he has placed us. And he expects us to go to that field and start working. Not to look for miracles. Build a system. Put in the time and the effort. This is where the issue of hard work comes in. Not that you want to work hard to prove that God is faithful. No! You get the blessing first. Then get the instructions. Tell your neighbor, get the blessing. Then get the instructions. Number two. Clear instructions. God said to Abraham, he said, arise from your father's house. And I will tell you of a land, a city where you will go. So the instruction, the blessing is tied to instructions. God gave Adam not just the blessing. He told him to till the ground. He told him to take care of the garden. How come you say you want to be a world changer and you cannot point to where the Lord led you? Many of us are doing so many things, but we cannot tell us what God said we should do. People are doing things. People are doing things. Oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Well, what has the Lord, because God's commitment to your life is directly tied to what He has asked you to do. And it may not even have anything to do with your business. God may tell you, this your location where you live, I want you to be organizing fellowship for young children. Are you with me? Young children. Every Saturday, bring them, teach them the word of God, pray with them, just for people in that community where you live. That's all. That is the invoice they will use to process your salary in the spirit realm. Not where you are working on Monday to Friday. I'm saying your invoice. Your job, you have your spiritual job, you have your natural job. Your spiritual job is that every Saturday, gather all these children here, sing with them, teach them the word of God, pray with them, and encourage them to go and practice what you have taught them. If you gather those students, what will you be preaching to them? The ecclesiastical order of the divine trajectory, of the circumference, of the divine, of divinity. Suggest to us that by reason of interlocation of the stars, you are not ready. You are not ready. You are not hungry. And you are not ready. If the day hunger, why are you? You will speak clearly. Go and look at our older ministers. They speak in simple English, and God is even hearing them faster than all this. Abel, leave me with my Baba. Leave me with Baba. Just leave me. Leave me. If you want to be speaking grammar, go to the other street. Say, thank you, Daddy. Hallelujah. That one is okay. Thank you, Daddy. Can you try it? You are still chatting with one girl last week. Can you try it and say thank you, Daddy? If the angels will not come and arrest you. You sinner. you started asking God for mercy because that chat was a dangerous chat. Don't smile, just be looking straight. Sir, they will not think it's you. Number three, how does God release to us hidden treasures? He gives these things to us when we serve under great men. When we serve under greatness, under great men, God releases to us. It's just like when David served under Saul, God gave him the kingdom. Elisha served under Elijah. He took over a double portion. There's a sense in which if the Lord wants to really help you, He may not speak directly to you in terms of words, but He will place you under great men and allow you to observe how great people think. Now, this is a very serious one. I was with a particular wealthy man on the island, and he said to me, so how much do you need? I said, no. He said, no, you know, it's been a while we saw. I said, sir, God is faithful. He said, oh, I'm happy to hear that. I said, God is too faithful. He's too faithful. I raised God's standard over your money. He said, God is faithful. Don't ask me if you want to send, send. Don't ask me how much. If you want to send, send. Don't ask me. Because my bill you can't pay. I need 100 million to buy a land in the Maryland. Do you want to die? Do you want to suffocate? I should tell you 100 million. Then you tell me, let us. I don't want prayer partner. Leave me. Say, God wants us to be praying. It's a lie. It's because I mentioned 100 million. The moment you start talking, I say, God is faithful. He is faithful. He's too faithful to fail. Oh, sir, do you know what God did last year? Oh, I start to tell you, I direct you back to the one paying the bills. Some people you are talking to can't solve your problem. Raise God's faithfulness. Let the earth shake. Let those around be afraid that your God is here. Don't move towards people because you think by telling them, you may tell them your problem, they'll tell you, let us pray. After you tell them the hope, we have not eaten since yesterday, say, oh, let us pray. Father, your servant, he has $100 in his hand. He cannot give you. You say, let us pray. Your guy is not prayer. Is that money that we are looking for? I took somebody out somewhere, very influential man of God. And we got to a place, I had to make some payments for him. And he didn't have Naira. He didn't have Naira. So we got to the, on our way back to the hotel, he now said, man of God, I'm so sorry, I finished all your money. How much did I spend? It's not even up to 10,000. He now brought out, that I cannot allow this grace of God to go like this. He now brought out $100. Yeah, he needs to give me the money back. And I say, please, take that thing back. But sincerely, I actually need that money. Because immediately I saw it, I thought of the rate, exchange rate immediately. And I say, it's like dollar is going to go up next week, so I'll wait and I change it. I said, no, please, I don't do friend of a dollar or naira, I beg, hold your money. And I meant it. When I dropped him at the hotel room, he now told me, he said, come, there's something I want to tell you. And he put a very dangerous secret in my hand. He said, this thing, I'm coming back, you'll be involved. So then it occurred to me that maybe even the $100 was a test. We don't know who this man is, so let's see. Take $100. May I take it? It's not the one we are looking for. It's not every blessing that is God's blessing. Some will trap you. Even if you are desperate, don't show it. You want her to say yes. Just let her know that, look, it's going to be a privilege for me to be in your life, and it's going to be a privilege for you to be in my life. It's not. God is working in your life. That's why I came to propose. God is also working in my life. Whether you say yes or no, the Lord reigns. He will give you husband, he will give me wife. We'll be alright. How can you use 8 months? I talk about my wife. Okay, she has run it. 8 months before she gave me answer. Okay, she's there. Let me go back to my message. Learn how to serve under. Well, it was for good though, because maybe you will not even know the value of what you are. But I'm just saying that 8 months, thinking back now, it's a long time. You can do master's program in 8 months. Serve under great men. And when you are with them, don't think money. Be observant. Learn around them. Learn why they are very cranky. Find out why they are always shouting. Find out why they are so reserved. Try to look around. Don't just be looking at that premiership screen in the parlor. Try to look. Be observant. Learn what it means to live in the palace. God was going to put Joseph in the palace, but he took him first to Potiphar's house. Go and learn how they operate here. Then he took him to prison. In the season of plenty, learn. In the season of less, learn. So he learnt in the prison, he learnt in the house of Potiphar, but they were reflective of 2 seasons. By the time they took him to Potiphar's house, it was in a season of both plenty and lack. So he was able to adjust, and he gave them the solution. Anybody that sleeps in the king's house cannot have certain ideas, except you have suffered before. Some of you now, somebody is going to send you money now this week. Say amen. Amen. Now, if you heard what I said, and you're already thinking of how you are going to chop life. I already told you, you must have a plan to save at least from 40% to 50% of that money. Yes. Even if you saw me collect the money, don't ask me. I will not give you. I prayed for somebody. God did miracle. Then the person now sent some money to me. The other brother, I said, hey, man of God. I said, come. Nobody, they pray for this person. they are mad people on the street. They are go and try your anointing. If God manage hear your prayer, you come. So we started laughing about it. Money follows value. Don't be thinking, boom, let me to my future is not going. Your future has gone. If you are thinking that, oh, maybe if I have to chop life today, you are not getting it. That person that is borrowing you money is because he has a good savings culture. It's not because he earns better than you. And please, everybody has something to save. I've told you, go and sell your shoes. Go and sell your clothes. Sell your scarf. Sell your iPhone. Then keep the money and start a business. The way you'll be protecting that money. Because you know that if this thing goes like this, there's nothing again. Number 4. Living a covenanted life before God. Don't play with your tithe. Your tithe is a symbol of your financial covenant with God. You are telling God, money does not rule me. This salary that I've gotten, it was by your blessing. I have brought a tenth part to honor you. It's not because of the law. It is common sense. Listen to me. Since I left the bank, I've given more tithe in the last three years. What's today's date? Now, May 10, we make it 3 years that I left the bank. 3 years. And I've never looked back. I've never envied them. Don't play with your tithe. It's a personal thing between you and God. He said, honor the Lord with your first fruit and your tithe. Honor. It's, honor is not commandment. It's like, Baba, before I touch it, bless it. Why are you fooling? You eat your... And you see, people just don't understand how this thing works. If I know you are not a tither, I won't give you money. I won't give you. Except the Lord tells me to do otherwise. It's not compulsory for you to be a tither. 10% is the minimum. If you are earning 100,000 and you give 50,000, can I call you a tither? You are more than a tither now. How much of what you earn goes into God's work? So just ask yourself. Live a covenanted life. Pray like a person that is covenanted. Don't pray like a daily manner Christian. Pray like your prayer is. Pray like somebody who understands that my life depends on it. I have a relationship with God and I must protect that relationship in the place of prayer. Not, Father, we are here again, we are here again. Sing 2 songs, 5 minutes, Bible reading, 1 minute. Those things are good if you're a new believer. But all of you mature people that I'm seeing here, oh, you can do better. Can do better. Let me tell you, how you will know that the blessing is more than money is the day you open your mouth and make a declaration. And that declaration trumps the doctor's report, trumps every effort from your office, whatever calculation they were having. They want to retrench, they want to do it. They do you know? Oh my God. The blessing is in the mouth, it's released in words. Go and try it. Oh, go and try it. You may be looking down on yourself because you think so many things are not happening for you. Use that your tongue and start using it the proper way. Start using it. You can build an entire new world for yourself by placing your life on a particular line through your words. The problem with confession is that most times we say it once, then we dump it. Put your life perpetually. I am not going back to that past. Jesus has opened a new door of hope for me. I am healthy and I am fulfilled. I am strong in my bones. I am prosperous because the word of God says so. You are not apologetic for it. After you shout on Twitter and shout on whatever, those who have the money, they are not answering you. Live a covenanted life. Don't play with your tithe. Don't play with your seed. Sow your seed in the morning. In the evening, do not withhold your hand. Sow your seed. Sow your seed. Wherever God's work is being done, let your money be there. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. God is not mocked. God is seeing those who are talking and he's seeing those who are doing. Don't be deceived. God wants you to be wealthy, not just rich. So it's not about money. Somebody may not have the money, but he uses his phone, make a call for you. The door will open. So what is that? And the problem is that most of us, we come from very humble backgrounds and we are still going about in this old mindset. Instead of you to arise and let the money your parents spend on you to have meaning, so you follow God. I don't understand. Somebody came from Jos to tell us that the covenant works. I would have expected some of us to have downloaded that message and listened to it over and over again. He's not an old person. He's somebody in our generation. Don't apologize for God's blessings. If God has blessed you, don't apologize for it. Just because somebody does not feel comfortable with God blessing you, that's his problem. It's not yours. So he should take it with God. Hallelujah. I'm going to say this finally. I will continue when next we see. If the Lord allows. It is important for you to enter into generational blessing so that you can transfer something. Leaving money for your children is not the best thing. But that which made you who you are, just before you go, you tell all your children to kneel, go on their knees. And then you lay your hands on them. The way Jacob did for his 12 sons in Egypt. I think that was Jacob. Israel, yeah. that which made me who I became, in the name of Jesus, I transfer it to you. That which made, and you, that one, if your children accept your altar, they will become billionaires. In case you don't know, you may not know because they package it. It's the church card Glow is selling. Buy a church card, and then. That's what they are selling. If Glow was in the UK, they would be broke. Do you know why? In the UK, they don't pay for calls. Normal, regular calls. I don't have credit. It's free across UK. I need a recharge card. Oga, look for something else. We don't buy recharge card here. Do you understand? A system that makes somebody poor, takes him to another country, makes him a billionaire. Just by being where you are supposed to be. Now, no matter how much I love you, my brother, no matter how much I love you, if I have a company somewhere apart from this church, can you take over the company? No, like, okay, I love you, and you know I love you, but can you take over the company? If you read in my will and you see your name, won't you be surprised? Won't you think it's a mistake? This church, I don't have a say who the next senior pastor is. But you see that other one? You must be blood. Either by adoption or by to be in that one. Labor now. Stop playing around. Take the next 2 years of your life. Plant seeds that will grow for 100 years. Stop wasting your time on social media. Except it has to do with how your life will move forward. And it doesn't mean you can't play. The problem is that we are playing too much. Don't waste your time. If some of the people you say they are chatting, they are not responding to you, go and check their schedule. I send the message yesterday, no, you're not respond. Go and check their schedule, then put your own beside it. You are blessed. You are blessed. Tell your neighbor, go and get busy. Tell your neighbor, go and get busy. Because the blessing of the Lord in your life will only respond to work. Declare, I'm blessed. Put your hand over your chest and say, I'm blessed. The Bible says, it's not the doers of the word that are blessed. It's not the hearers, but the doers. That means if you take this word, you have committed God to fulfill His word in your life. All of you who have businesses that you started and the businesses crumbled, in the name of Jesus, go and start again. Stand to your feet. Listen, those of you who are looking for jobs, go on Turing.com, Angel.com, is it UK? Who knows all these sites I'm calling? Who is familiar with them? Raise your hand if you are familiar with them. Just two people. Please, if you know those sites I just mentioned, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3. Less than 10% of all of us here. If you want to look for a remote job, that's where you should go to. Did you hear what I just said? You didn't hear what I said. Turing.com, Turing.com. Angel.com, I think UK or so. Is it UK? Angel.uk. You have Indeed. Then you have Upwork. You have Fiverr. You have... how many have I mentioned? About five now. You have... If I check my email, I see some of them. Please, is somebody hearing me? Glassdoor. Okay, I've not even heard of that. Now, listen to me. Don't tell anybody you don't have a job again. Go and register on all this. You can get jobs for online customer care. You can get personal assistance to business executives. You can get IT or tech jobs. You can fill out a number of areas and you can be in your house and you are working. Most people will not tell you what they do. I said, who knows? Five people raised their hand, but they didn't tell you. I'm the one who loves you. So please, don't instead of wasting your time on Instagram. Go and apply to all these websites and then go through the website. You will see different options. And maybe next Sunday, we should arrange, Pastor David, let's allow Shehu and maybe John and maybe Tobechuko. Let some of, because it looks like I'm a confused man. Sometimes I don't even know my state. So, but maybe those who know, let them come and talk to us. And I gave you people a warning during the week. If you see a professional certification and you see $27, do it. Don't look for free whatever again. Pay. Let your money enter. Let it prepare you so that you can read. Google no longer recruits people who went to university. They recruit people who have done their own Google certified courses. So what are you wasting your time on LinkedIn? Sorry, on Instagram for? To tell me how you look. I don't care how you look. Get the job, then I'll look at you. Hallelujah. You are fine. You don't know. Get the job first. That day you know that men are around. You are blessed. Amen. Did we help somebody this morning? Some of these jobs that are these platforms I gave to you, they don't need your so much expertise per se. You will see different types of jobs there. And please, let's collate some of these ahead. So we'll post it on the church WhatsApp group. Please, if you are not in the church WhatsApp group, raise your hand. Please raise your hand. If you need this information, you are not on the group. Okay, my sister. Who else? So please, you get a name and number, other, and so that you can even send this information to your friends. And why I like these white guys is that you don't need to know anybody. If you pass the interview, they'll give you the job. Do you understand what I'm saying? Somebody, the man of God was telling me that somebody in his church does office assistant, earns $750 every month. That's over $300,000 for Christ's sake. Say, don't join the prayer unit. Go and look for work. Leave the prayer for me and Pastor Kenny. Say it's pastor. Okay, no problem. You go out. I can leave. Don't worry. Me, I'm praying for you. You are blessed. Please, as you get this information, and if you know any other one, let us know. Let's push everything out so we can help people. Everything is not giving people money. Sometimes it's opportunity, information. You give them money, they spend it. Give them opportunity to change their lives. You are blessed. Amen. I say you are blessed. Amen. I want you to thank God for what you have heard. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.